Can you tell me your name and where you're from?
It's Gary Mannion. I'm from Lawrence, Massachusetts.
Lawrence, Massachusetts. So you've got a lot of different buttons here. To tell me about some of your favorites here. Describe them for me, because unfortunately we're a radio show and not a TV show.
Yeah, absolutely. So typically every night at the DNC, I bring a bunch of buttons with me. I try and throw on whoever is going to be speaking tonight. So I got a Senator Joe Biden for President button from the 80s, a Hillary Clinton button, and then being from Massachusetts, I got to get the Kennedy brothers in there, and then a throwback Jimmy Carter button, bringing a little bit more enthusiasm from a former president who obviously can't be here with us today.
Absolutely, and you've got the good old American flag suit going too.
Got the Carter Mondale shirt, Carter Mondale American flag, and my favorite button, probably the Vote Democrat, the donkey you save, maybe your own. So
there you go. Much has happened in the past 30 days. I did the math, 29 days since. It's been a month, hasn't it? How are you thinking about things?
It's crazy. This is my third convention. I've never felt the enthusiasm I'm feeling right now. And so this was kind of put together, like you said, in 29 days. The fact that we're here now, is that in and of itself is a miracle, with a new nominee. Being able to do that and just have all of the general enthusiasm we have as well, it's just completely energetic, it's infectious, and excited to get to work.
Top policies in mind for you?
Yeah, definitely. I would say the conflict right now in the Middle East and Gaza, definitely seeing some sort of resolution to that would be something I'd like to hear the Vice President talk about at some point during this week. The economy as well. Obviously, inflation was extremely high after COVID. I think President Biden has done a good job to start tapping that down. I'm hoping Senator Harris will talk about Vice President Harris now will talk about how she's going to continue to bring that down.
There you go. So you've got all the buttons here, of course. Is there a favorite one you have that you don't have on you this fine evening?
So I have a button from 1960. That says, if I were 21, I'd vote for Kennedy. At that point, you had to be 21 to be able to vote. So they had these buttons, and they were passing them out to individuals who were 18, 19, 20 years old. So I still have a button from the 60s that says, if I were 21, I'd vote for Kennedy. Didn't bring it with me tonight, but I didn't want to create any confusion either over a candidate in the race whose name might be Kennedy. So.
Right. What do you think people get out of the political buttons? I mean, just as a picture can tell 1,000 words, I think a political button can say a lot, too. How do you think about that?
I definitely think, at least for me, I take them a lot. You know, when I am at an event or I'm campaigning for somebody, they're more memories for me. So I keep them on here with something that happened, a reason that I have this button. So you keep it on here, so when you're here and you're here listening to people talk, you remember the work that goes into it, too. So when I go door knocking for somebody, try and get a button for them. When I, you know, make phone calls, I try and get a button. It's just sort of something for me to be able to remember the work that goes into it, the work that we still have ahead of us. So for me, that's really what I internalize for it and what I would take out of this, sort of.
There you go. Anything else worth talking about that we haven't already gotten into?
Not right now. I'm excited to just get the convention started and hear some speakers.
There you go. Thank you so much.